Coming at you live from the AFC Championship game. Poop and pee. Poop and pee. You know, maybe we should come up with a more professional intro. It's a signature. It's why.
Maybe Power and Love, like Jimmy suggested.
That would be great, actually. Welcome to this episode of Fantasy Boys. We are watching the AFC Championship game between the Jacksonville Jaguars and the New England Patriots. Fuck the Patriots. I fucking hate Boston. I hate everything to do with them. I hate Tom Brady. I hate Robert Kraft. I hate Bill Belichick. I hope that they all catch a virulent strain of herpes and die.
I can't hate Tom Brady. The weirdness of like all like the supplements and all that shit, like it's pretty funny. It's super strange.
Hey, he's a dumb guy. He's a super dim-witted person.
he is the ultimate life. He was a fat kid that fucking overcame not being a starting quarterback in college, and now is the best quarterback of all time with a supermodel wife that makes more money than him.
Yeah.
He used to fuck Bridget Moynihan. He just has everything.
Is that Bobby's sister?
I don't know. Moynihan, maybe. There's several Moynihans. Moynihan.
Yeah,
she's probably related to.
I don't know. Hold on.
It'd be a lot of fun to be married into Bobby Moynihan's family.
Yeah.
Bobby Moynihan's funny.
He's funny as fuck. His show tanked.
Yeah, shouldn't have fucking left SNL.
No, aware of that.
I'm rooting for him. I hope he finds something. Like, that shit that he... Do you remember... You ever see that movie Mystery Team?
No.
Yeah.
With Donald Glover?
That movie is so fucking funny.
Yeah.
His character is the weird guy at the convenience store.
Yeah.
That... I haven't, like, sat down and watched SNL in a long time. But, I was reading something, like, I think Split Sider or something like that. They had an interview with Jeff Tate. Mm-hmm. And he brought up a good point about, like, they should just... Every show starts with a sketch about Donald Trump. It's like, well, Donald Trump would probably be more... And it's not funny. It's like, he'd probably be more angry if you just didn't talk about him at all.
Yeah.
Or give him a platform when he was running for fucking president.
Honestly,
and pretend like you didn't.
Funny. I think a lot of it is funny.
Alec Baldwin fucking sucks.
How could you not? Like, how could you be Saturday Night Live and not parody Donald Trump?
Because it's not because he's a human parody. You can't parody something so ridiculous. It just gets like mundane.
I watch pretty much every week, and they found different ways to do it. Like last week, they had Bill Murray as Steve Bannon. That was fucking great.
Yeah.
And so I mean, it's
Jeff. Was it Kane McKinnon as Jeff Sessions? Is really fucking funny.
Yeah. There's ways like there. It's like any sketch show. They're hit and miss. Like last night, they did one where they had the guy that was like the doctor come out and say all these things about how good his body was, and I'm like, okay, they just didn't have any better ideas this week.
Sure.
And I think that comes to, like, you have to know when to kind of pull back on it. Either fucking hit a home run or just try something else next week.
Know when to fold them.
Mm-hmm.
Know when to walk away. Know when to run.
But it makes it really easy because you go, okay, we know this is going to be our first sketch. Like, this is going to be our first.
I think Donald Trump is so bad for comedy in general. Like, talk about. He's the dumbest, crudest person in history.
There's so much to talk about, but everybody's talking about it. So, like, you have to find some
That's
sort
what
of
I mean. Yeah.
Very witty, unique way of going about it, or else just don't fucking do it. Don't you split your crowd if you're in any sort of mainstream venue, and then if you're out in red states, like, I mean,
which sucks.
Yeah, I mean, that's what's nice about being able to do it kind of things as things happen on the radio, where you just go, okay, so I said shithole,
all right,
that's ridiculous, and you just get that like natural reaction to it, so you don't even. Because you're not doing a bit, you're just reacting to something as it, you know, happens, and you go, okay, this is
the guy. The only thing I specifically, because, I mean, you guys know my fucking point of view is a little bit to the left in some things. So like, I don't talk about like specific things, but the only joke that I ever did about Trump was about it was like you know, it was when he was running, and it was like, well, you know, like he gets a lot of shit, but Barack Obama did a really good job for being the last black president ever in the United States history.
Yeah, that's not even a Trump joke.
No, exactly. Yeah.
That's
well,
just an America joke.
But like, you know, like the Trump's first act in, as president would be to sign an executive order to make sure that anybody who becomes president in the future has to say ask properly.
Did you see, before we totally get off SNL, did you see that James Franco episode?
No.
Yeah, I watched it.
How fucking funny was that little pig boy? The spelling bee one?
Oh, yeah, that was great.
Little pig boy.
That one was great. And then the one where they did the wrapping paper and he just got a finger cut. Like, that was a really fun episode.
The pizza. The only thing I saw about it was the pizza lawyer.
Yeah, like,
pizza.
Yeah,
pizza.
That was a really funny.
Yeah, that was a funny episode. He was really good.
Country of origin, little pig boy comes from the dirt. That has become one of my all-time favorite fucking sketches. That was really funny. We'll have to watch that one after.
Too bad we'll never hear from James Franco again.
Oh, they got Scarlett Johansson yesterday.
What happened?
At the Women's March, she called James and Franco out by name, like, stop wearing the pins, fuck boys.
Wow, kind of, really?
That kind of thing.
Damn.
Mm. Well, whatever. We already talked about James Franco.
Right.
James Franco's not done, though, still.
No, he's not done. Oh, he's done. Yeah. I listen to a lot of satellite radio, and I listen to comedy channels pretty much constantly. And, you know, I'm more looking for, like, the podcast and the bonfire, stuff like that, but I hear a lot of stand-up. And Louis C.K. is already back in the rotation.
Oh, really?
Where, like, he wasn't. Like, he wasn't at all for months.
Mm.
And now he's, like, I heard one of his bits last night. I'm like, okay. A little bit older. Like, you know. It seemed very, very specifically chosen to be like, okay, well, we're going to get him back in out there.
Yeah. Every now and again I'll like listen to old ONA episodes because with like Patrice and Louis C.K. or whatever, and it's just weird when one comes into the rotation with Louis C.K. like, oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that kind of happened. It's the biggest fucking,
but he'll be back too, but like that's
I don't know, man, like he's that one's but I don't think he'll at the same back. Level like he might like write some shit, but I don't know if like who's going to be the first person? You know, imagine the backlash that whatever fucking channel and or venue that hosts his comeback show. Like, it'll be fucking...
Well, nobody. But he's also a guy that doesn't have to have anybody host it. He can just do it.
He'll release an hour on his own website for $5.
Yeah.
And then think about all the fucking think pieces that will
come.
I don't know.
And it's... I mean, it's
take your money and run, man.
Think pieces and stuff like that are... I saw... like 8 different think pieces on the Aziz one from like both sides, each of them, and I like read them all, and I'm just like, okay, we're at a stalemate now. We're like, no one even knows what the point of this is anymore, other than like, hey, did you come look at what I had to say?
He'll get one shot. He'll release one special, and if it's not absolutely killer, then he'll fade away.
Yeah, I don't know. And it's I bet you that movie would have been really fucking funny too.
I'm sure it is. I'm sure it is funny, and we'll probably get out there. Didn't it get like leaked? Uma.
I don't know. Did it?
I thought it did.
How did Woody Allen like fucking nobody said batted an eye about Woody Allen fucking releasing a new movie?
Because it's just
it happened a while ago.
Goes to, like, but it, I mean, he's got so many allegations against himself.
Ah no! Fuck! No flag. Yeah. We're Jaguars fans.
How do you get there if you're Woody Allen to the, like, what is the point in your adoptive
process?
Yeah, like,
I'll take the sexy one.
when do you bring that up to them? When do you get the sexy one?
Sexy one.
So let's figure out what this is here.
Oh, you mean the initial conversation?
Yeah, like...
Yeah, I don't know. Like, you're a fucking creep and a weirdo. Like, by the way, Midnight in Paris is the worst movie to ever be nominated for fucking Best Picture. I have no idea how that received universal praise.
That, I think that's like the last movie I watched of his. It's just like, man, I just don't like your movie.
It's fucking retarded.
You know what? Who I don't like, and I'm gonna lose a lot of people here.
Go ahead.
Wes Anderson.
I can see that.
Like, I do not get the Royal Tenenbaums.
The Royal Tenenbaums, all right. Life Aquatic is great.
Life awesome. Aquatic, I do like. Rushmore has its moments as well.
Rushmore and Life Aquatic are my movies with him. But, also,
Moonlight Rise Kingdom was all right.
I did not like that
movie. Did he do?
I like Ed Norton.
What was?
I like him in different stuff. Yeah. Birdman and Death of Smoochie.
Death to Smoochie is the most underrated movie of all fucking time.
I've never seen it.
Oh my god, that's fucking your homework right, for this week. Death to Smoochie is genuinely like
really
gut busting laughing. It's Robin Williams, my favorite part that he ever fucking plays.
I think I'm Still Here is my most favorite.
I love that movie. I was advocating for that with somebody else recently, and they were like, "Nah, I was stupid." Like I was like, "Dude, he was in character for fucking two straight years."
It was like Borat, but with an actual celebrity.
We talked about that. I said,
"Yeah."
I just thought it was boring.
No,
because I knew what he was doing the whole time.
Oh my god, dude! It's Borat, and like the there's so much dick in that movie. There's so much dick. It's like if there was one less dick, I'd have been like, "This is too many dicks." It's one more to go full circle.
They were
being hilarious as a whole. Now, also, all the cocaine and the...
They were, like, really doing fucking drugs, though. That's the thing.
Yeah.
Like, they went so far that they they had to settle out of court sexual harassment.
You performed this horrible rap music in front of big crowds.
Yeah. Letterman? Like, the whole Letterman thing?
Everybody's just, what the fuck is this?
I thought it was great. I think it's the most underrated.
There's like the genuine reactions from when it was still like
from a famous guy.
When everybody goes, "Oh, this is like fake," but he had plenty of time with the general public of being, "Oh shit, that's the dude from Gladiator," and him singing these crazy ass rap songs. And it is a genuinely hilarious movie. Now that is the movie where Casey Affleck got in trouble.
Well, that's what I mean. Like I don't. He had to settle out of court for that shit, but like
they just went nuts on drugs.
Yeah, basically.
So who? But like, at what point was it a documentary, and what point did it become a mockumentary? Was it always a mockumentary?
I think it was always. Yeah, it was
or
always
was
a mockumentary.
It was
like all a performance piece.
Because I feel like there's a part of him that's like, I'm just gonna be this weird guy. And then he's like,
I mean, make no mistake, he is a weird fucking dude. Like, his parents were, like, in a cult, I think.
Yeah.
Like, him and River Phoenix. They were born in Brazil or whatever
and
got this cult.
At really young age.
Yeah.
The Phoenix family. But, so yeah, like, I think he is fucked up and it's hard to tell what is and isn't. But, like, a lot of it was fucking really, really funny. Either way, no matter how it shakes out, like...
Yeah,
that movie's hilarious.
I really liked him in, and you know, actually, you know, speaking of overrated fucking directors, Paul Thomas Anderson, like, all of those fucking movies are like 3 hour long fucking circle jerks. That's a great one. Great movie. He's got a great one. The Master with Joaquin Phoenix.
I have not seen
that. Fucking great. It's really, really good.
What other movies has he made that you don't like?
Magnolia is fucking trash, dude. Like, that's one of
the good things.
It's terrible.
That's a weird one.
I don't like it at all.
He did one more before There Will Be Blood that was. I can't remember what it was, but it was.
This new one, Phantom Thread, looks like a fucking piece. Like, I'm not gonna go fucking see that movie.
I don't know what it is.
It's with Daniel Day-Lewis. It's his last fucking acting performance. But
I
have
gotta see that.
It's like about. The plot is boring as fuck.
What is it?
It's like 3 hours long of some. I don't know. I haven't even been able to parse that out from all the fucking things. Basically, he's like a designer that like falls in love with some lady, like a Playboy designer, and then like one of his models like. Catches his desire.
Speaking of Playboy rich people, have you guys seen either of the 50 Shades movies?
No, I have not.
I saw the second.
There's
one.
A third one that's coming out.
I saw the second one with Mike Paramore.
That's hilarious.
Did you guys get some popcorn to share with two hands?
I tried to bring a pizza.
That is
but
fucking hilarious.
It was unsuccessful. And.
just stuffed it down here. We're gonna want some pants pizza.
One time, on a date, this girl devised a plan to bring a full pizza into the theater. She brought individual baggies for each slice.
That's genius.
And, like, plates in a big purse, napkins. Like, we had it all, yeah.
That's awesome.
That's genius.
Yeah. P.K. Anderson did Boogie Nights and...
Oh, Boogie Nights.
Punch Drunk Love. Those are both good movies.
I don't think I've ever seen Punch.
Never seen Punch Drunk.
That's Adam Sandler.
Yeah.
That's one of his best roles.
He's great.
Philip Seymour Hoffman's in it, and he's great. It's a good movie.
Philip Seymour Hoffman was great.
He was. Tried to fucking go from stone sober for 18 years to trying heroin one time, another time. Like, what the fuck? Apparently, that's the only time that he fucking...
Oh, was it?
Did it. Yeah. That's what they said. Yeah.
He said he did it one time. There's no way.
No, not... I mean, from the time he got sober to the time he died. Oh, like, he was sober for, like, 20 years and then, like, was playing this character on Broadway that they said really fucked with his head. And the only evidence that they can find that he bought that heroin the one time.
That day, it was fucking... Wow.
OD'd. I read the other day that cocaine has passed heroin overdoses in the state of Ohio because they're cutting cocaine with fentanyl now.
They don't have any...
Why? You know, why are they throwing the extra drugs in there?
To space it out.
Is fentanyl is the leading overdose.
Well, right, but I mean, like, as somebody that's never tried heroin and maybe has done coke once or twice in their life...
Well, like, fentanyl is, like, super, super concentrated. It's not, like, putting fentanyl in there. It's like, you know, like, baby powder or, like, flour where it's super cheap and you can get a bunch of it to cut the, like, the good stuff with. Why would you cut cocaine with fentanyl unless you're trying to fuck with people?
I think there's something going on because
I was just watching this documentary on Netflix. It's like all about like the drug trade. Like they put cameras on drug dealers and police officers or whatever. And they had these guys in Baltimore that they were talking to, and it's like, well, yeah, the addicts want to know the ones that overdose. Like that just boosts our fucking product because they think it's more. So they show them like cutting up like all the heroin with fentanyl because they like it's good for business for them.
Oh,
so then
that's some really evil shit.
Yeah, that's some really evil shit. And he even said as much. He's like, yeah, it's like sometimes it bothers me, but I gotta eat too. Well, I guess you're right, sir. Capitalism.
Yeah, go fuck yourself. If you just sell heroin and it's not the best product, but you got some business, yeah, you can probably eat off of that money.
I mean, it's capitalism, man. Like, you get, how else are you gonna stretch your fucking product?
You're going out to make the most money possible. Bigger TVs and nicer cars. Not fucking eating.
Right. It's a dollar menu.
You can live a comfortable giant eagle existence off of heroin dealer money.
Yeah, just like regular.
You
want
to do heroin dealer things is what you want to do. You're cutting this shit with fentanyl to motherfucking kill people.
Yeah.
And you're a terrible piece of shit, and that should come with a death sentence.
That's the thing, is people that drugs are too greedy. That needs to be like a hippie business. That's gonna be like a passion business.
Yeah. We're denying
like opening a yoga studio. like I'm not gonna be rich doing this, but I'm gonna be all right.
I'm going to have hot heroin sessions.
Yeah.
No, I don't. I mean, like it's just fucking human nature. It's like that's the very nature. It's of capitalism. Like you've got to fucking
profit. Well, that's what make the drugs legal, but you have to grow them yourself. Like it's gotta be. Farm to needle.
Farm to needle heroin.
Yeah, it's got to be like that. You can't go through anything else. So that way, like, hipsters and, like, people, like, you're not going to get super rich off of it because you got to keep it small, too. You can't let it become, like, this big trade. You can't go out of, like... You can have like 3 farms or something. There's a way to regulate
nationalize that. The drug trade.
Yeah. But make it hard enough that it's got to be nerdy hipsters that are doing it for the love of growing plants.
This is a porter heroin,
mm-hmm.
An IPA heroin.
Just look at the people that are running the pot businesses.
Oh, that yeah.
That's... I mean, there's plenty of greed in there, but it's. Like, it's very different. You went to Denver, like, it's
Denver
different.
Is different than the way they did in Ohio. In
yeah,
Ohio,
that's what I'm
they fucking, yeah, yeah.
But that's what we should kind of follow, is something like that.
Denver's cool as fuck, man. I like, I'd be down to fucking go to Denver again. It's just so fucking expensive to, like, live there. Like, it's, you might as well live in New York for the price it is to live in fucking Denver.
I don't know. Like, I've been in New York for such a very short period of time. I don't know.
New York's cool as fuck. I really like
New York. I don't know if I can live that life. Doesn't seem like anybody sleeps ever, and I require a good amount of sleep.
I live in New York, and I slept a lot.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Did you have a day job?
Nah.
What part of New York did you live in?
I live in Queens. But I was doing the road. I was like, here, it was me, Zachariah Durr, and my friend Matt Bergman. And Matt and I slept on a bunk bed in the living room, and Zachariah had the bedroom, and... Like, we made that work for a bit.
That's, like, every time...
Like, $500 between... Like, it's $1,500 for that apartment. We just each pick five.
One of my best friends lived in New York for a long time, and that's how her, like, grew... It was, like, a one-bedroom apartment, but they, like, just split it between, like, three people who lived in the fucking living room. But it's fucking... It's fun as fuck, man. Like, there's always something...
going on.
Yeah.
It's just... I mean, like, you're just spending time there, yeah, but, like... I don't know how you got. So you worked the road enough to afford New York living?
I mean, because of those situation where I basically had to make $500 a month.
So that was all you were paying, right?
Because we were there was three of us
in $1,500
bedroom apartment.
Gotcha.
So.
But that's what it is in Denver. It's like $1,500.
So you had to work the road and you had to travel. Like, yeah. So you had a car in New York City.
No, I what I would do is I was kind of lucky at this time because there was. Enough deals on flights to like Akron Canton Airport where I could get round trip tickets for about $70.
And then you would take your parent like a
then,
car.
Then I'd leave my car at my parents' house. Yeah, okay. So I'd fly home and then drive and do 2 or 3 weeks on the road and then go back.
That's a good strategy though.
Yeah, that's solid.
It was working.
How long did you stay there for?
I was only there for like 3 months though. Like I didn't get shit done while I was in New York. Like in of those 3 months that like I was living there, I was probably only there for about 2 months.
Oh really?
So like I wasn't there a ton, just because then I moved home and got married and did all you know this stuff.
Gotcha.
All the shit that didn't help my career as like help me like make connections shit like that, but it made me a way better comedian.
Mm. How long were you doing comedy before you moved to New York?
About 3 years. A little over 3 years. Mm.
Yeah, no, I like New York, man. Like it's,
I think it's cool. I can live in New York. I do get what Brian's saying, like, because everything is a fucking
sure.
to-do.
But I don't think I'm ever going to permanently move to New York, like, be, like, in New York. Like, I'm going to, you know, at some point when I... have enough of the road and all like the avenues that actually pay money. As soon as I have enough of that established, I'd like to kind
of
do what Ramon was doing and
I think
go
that's a
good sublet.
Way to do it.
Sure.
Spend like a month at a time even in New York, spend a month at a time in LA, a couple weeks in Chicago,
sure,
come back
yeah,
to
yeah.
Cleveland.
You can also go to places like Nashville's got a good scene.
Atlanta.
Austin.
For me, like I just
Atlanta.
Right now I need health insurance, so
yeah.
I cannot leave Cleveland.
Boom, motherfucker. Solve that problem.
Yeah, marry a teacher.
Yeah, that's your plan. That's your long-term plan. Yeah, so that hopefully opens up a little door, opens up a door or two for me, because that kind of like, not that that was the reason why we got married, but that was the reason why.
Well, it's a nice little benefit.
Exactly. So...
Come on, Leonard Fournette.
Yes, Leonard Fournette. Nice little positive run there. Makes it a manageable 3rd and 3, 3rd and 4.
How much do you win if you win?
I'm going to win 65 if they win. But
okay.
That will cover, after that and then the Stipe fight yesterday, that will cover my losses from last week with New Orleans. Which, by the way, was the worst fucking possible outcome for me to... Like, obviously. Like, that was the most heartbreaking thing I've ever seen in my fucking
because
life.
Because it didn't push, it just...
No, I lost. Because
yeah.
I took them outright. Because
yeah,
I had them...
Was the most outrageous bet you've ever made?
I don't really get that.
Because, like,
crazy.
Yours right now, they're very mild. Like,
yeah.
The insane emotional reactions to these games.
That's what
it's not so over. Funny. Like, can I pay my rent this month?
No, it's not.
It's
because
it's like $65.
No, but dude, fuck you. Like, over it adds up, and like, if you have an extra $200 for doing nothing but watching football, like, no, that's a fucking great week.
No, yeah, I mean, it's just hilarious.
Yeah,
it's
well, fucking, nah. Like, I get emotionally fucking involved in these. But
I
for
had
the
a buddy that would bet like,
no, I don't get crazy.
In college on a Thursday night.
Yeah,
night
that's game. Fucking. That's a problem. I don't get crazy
what?
At all.
Yeah, what? I would watch him watch fucking at Bowling Green watching Akron versus Northern Illinois on a Thursday. Flipping the
Bort getting it done.
No,
it's
I believe it. Like, you get fucking, especially if the app money on the line, like, I would be inconsolable. But
he,
like,
he ended up going on to be one of those boiler room Quicken Loans people.
Oh yeah,
just calling it and doing mortgage banking, and like, because of that sort of like that nature and that like addiction to like the money and shit like that. That dude made a lot of money for himself.
You can do it.
Yeah.
You can really, like, if you were
like 70-hour weeks for the first couple of years, like every Saturday, every Sunday,
yeah.
7 days a week.
Because you can make spreadsheets. Like, if you're smart enough to, like, play the odds and, like, go through and dedicate yourself to it, you can, and you have the startup capital to do it, provided, like, you can win more than you lose. You know what I mean? Like, there'll be a bunch of freak games, but, like, there are people way smarter than me that do it for a living. Like, fucking, I don't want to say his name on air because I don't want to fucking, but you know, the fucking, the guy that came when we were recording the one time. Like, he handicaps, like, MMA shit.
Get the fuck
like,
out,
yeah, that's what he fucking does for.
I did not know that.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
Yeah, no, I know. So, like,
and that's
you
all
can,
he does?
Yeah, that's it. And the other thing.
Yeah.
But, hell yeah. But you can do it. Like, I try not to make, like, super... I try to be smart about it. But, like, sometimes, like, you can bet, like, a $50 three-team parlay and just pick favorites. Like, that's something that I've won a substantial amount on. But, like, that third team will fuck you a bunch, like, more than half of the time. But, yeah, I don't know. It's just... It's sport. It's more exciting gambling on sports to me than like fucking a slot machine or like poker or whatever. And you can play that shit too, but this you can't control the outcome here. And,
yeah, it does make it exciting.
Yeah,
I do like the DraftKings like pick your lineup kind of thing during the season,
mm-hmm.
but I'm not good enough at it to keep doing it. I need to do something that's more like what you're saying, just.
Well, people, yeah. Well, people,
I like the ones that are like a weekly, like every week you do like a snake style draft.
I tried one of those.
I'd like to try one of those.
Those are all right.
It, yeah. I mean,
I feel like that's
DraftKings
my strong suit is drafting.
Are DraftKings and the other one shut down? I thought there was a bunch of like lawsuits against them.
No, they're still gone.
Yeah, still gone.
Hmm.
I think those lawsuits all went away once President Trump.
Yeah, that's
like,
true.
That's part of like they go ah. Gambling? That's fine.
I do remember.
Fuck that.
I remember when fucking he was running for president. I was listening to the radio because Trevisano had him fucking call in or whatever. Because, you know, Trevisano's a fucking big Trump guy, obviously. And, like, that was the first question that he asked me. He was like, President Trump, like, blah, 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 this huge meandering thing, but basically about how laws against gambling were evil. I was like, of course. You fat Italian old guy that you would want legalized gambling. You said that he's alright though, like just to like shoot the shit with, right though, Bill?
Who's that?
Triv.
I mean just like talking in the hallway, like I have good conversations with him. Like I wouldn't hate hanging out with Triv, I feel like.
Yeah. I just like get too fucking
But then I hear stuff that he says on the air and I just
yeah,
wish
fucking
so I'll be like, hey, what the fuck are you talking about? Crazy old man.
I love that, like, the spew thing they have in the morning, where it's like, old fat Italian guy argues with even older Polish guy. Let's see what fucking conclusion that they fucking come up with.
I think the conclusion they'll come up with is, radio is dying.
Yeah, basically. I don't know. I always hear that, on the radio, like the commercial or whatever, that's like, you can advertise to millennials, blah, 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 blah. It's all AM, FM radio. It's like, well, yeah, I guess, like, statistically, enough people are walking into places where it's ostensibly playing.
I mean, it's still listened to more than you think. It's just, it's not...
They don't have to pay people to do it. It's all automated.
Right, and they don't have to... Like, the way advertising used to be such a big part of it, people want to be able to... Like, they hear, like, I want that product, they want to be able to go and buy it right away online or something. So, I don't know. It's just a lot.
You ever listen to ESPN on Sirius?
No. Well, I listen to ESPN Radio all the time on, like, the screen.
Fucking advertisements are all, like... Fucking divorce lawyers.
Oh yeah, Cordell and Cordell. Yeah, oh, have you heard that one? That one's fucking great.
Yeah.
I can't stand how the guy says, like, instead of men, he says, now guys need a lawyer too.
Guys.
He sounds exactly like this.
Remember that Kid Bank commercial where the people were singing "Take Me Out to the Ball Game"?
No.
And that little girl says, buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack. Like,
oh, yes, it says penis. Yes, 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 I remember.
So
I remember. The fucking one that killed me during when, in like September, you know, the Larry Fu Manchupa.
Yeah.
And what was it? It was something like the phrase they used to like... Get deep inside of it or something like
that.
Yeah,
it sounds like they're doing like a parody of
yeah.
bad car salesman.
Yeah. But like that was a phrase, like to the postseason, it was like, get deep, we're going to go deep inside of it or something like that.
Like we're doing deep in the postseason, we're going to go deep inside our pockets or something.
Like Larry Fu Manchupa.
There was this one in Erie, Pennsylvania, like a local commercial. For this product called Mr. Fudgy Fudge. So this is the Mr. Fudgy Fudge commercial, and it played a lot. Make sure mine's all the way up.
Come on, Bort, get it together.
Jesus Christ. Are they in field goal range?
I don't think so.
Ah, fuck. Yeah, they are. Okay.
Come on. Look at the fucking mascot. Look at the fudge guy.
Does he just look like Mr. Hanky?
Fudge apples. That will play all the time. And the best part about that is that it's like their location is right off of 90. And it shares a space with a Jelly Belly Jelly Beans. Like, it is a Jelly Belly Jelly Beans outlet.
Right.
Okay.
So it's like a Jelly Belly store with its own in-house fudge. But connected to it. Like, walking inside of the building without leaving to the next store over, it is like a fireworks and swords and nunchucks and taser store.
Oh, yeah.
It is... The best mix of shit, and like the
it's like
the
a
sign,
market, basically.
The sign from 90 says like low fat fudge, Jelly Belly jelly beans, stun guns, swords, personal weapons, fireworks. It's amazing. Look at this fucking guy though. Their mascot. It's this dirt looking fucking thing. So.
I mean, it's just a bar of shit.
Mr. Fudgy Fudge. My one buddy worked a summer in a Mr. Fudgy Fudge costume as a roadside mascot.
That's incredible.
So he stood on the side of the road at the 90 exit ramps and would just, like, dance.
He would throw a hat, like, full costume. Beer cans at him.
He would just get super fucked up. And, like, there was, like, a stop sign, like, there's just a pole, there was no sign on it, and he would grind on it. It was amazing.
I love how they didn't even, like, pretend to give a fuck about naming their stores. Like, we sell fudge. You want to fuck? How about Mr. Fudge? Nah, too short. How about Mr. Fudgy Fudge? Genius.
It's almost like they were named by like a silly contest, like Bodie McBoatface,
Fudgy Fudge. It's like when they were coming up to the patent office, like, what's your business called? Mr. Fudge.
It's like this, Mr. Fudge is taken.
Fudge?
Fudgy Fudge?
No! Fuck Tom Brady.
Fudge Tom Brady.
Come on, keep this close. I want Ryan in full freak out mode.
I don't
want
to do that today. I've had a good day. I don't need to fucking have my blood pressure fucking go up.
We watched the Stipe fights last night.
That was great.
Yeah.
That was incredible.
Stipe was the fucking man. He's the baddest man on the planet.
He
very smart. Very smart.
Was
fight.
Very fired up at the end in his press conference.
Should have been. Nobody gave him a fucking chance. He was a really big underdog.
Did you notice?
But not that big.
And I don't think. Oh shit.
No. No. This isn't happening. All right. Fuck.
Did you notice that he?
Oh. Whoa!
No.
That.
Tony Romo.
I think he got it.
Tony Romo is fucking fired up. Hold on,
that
people.
Was incredible.
That incredible play just happened. It was a ridiculous.
I'm not sure this happened.
They ran a reverse like lateral.
Boom.
Oh,
shit.
Oh, it's gone. It's out.
Yeah, that's out.
Nah. No, that's out. It's not that ground.
It's not. Miles Jack though.
This is gonna be a tough one.
He's down right there. Yeah, I don't think they'll win.
I don't know if I say that's secure though. Because the rule
is moving,
it's still moving,
and then
and it's
he
moving.
Secures it right there.
I don't think they call that secure.
It's toss up. They called it a turnover on the field though.
Yeah,
didn't
so
they
have to.
Yeah.
That's the thing because when they call it a turnover, on
I don't
the
know
field,
what.
I don't think.
Yeah, it's gonna stick.
Yeah, because I mean, it fully came out and it transferred. To
wow, Jacksonville's going to the Super Bowl, baby.
That's incredible.
Miles Jack. He's the man. Was it against Ohio State that they fucked up his knee, right? Or no?
That was Jalen Smith from Notre Dame.
Where did he go? Oh, he went to Dallas. Yeah. Okay. But didn't Miles Jack go to Notre Dame or no? What am I?
No, he went to UCLA.
Okay, yeah.
What we were talking about was Stipe. He snatched the belt from Dana White. And had his trainer put it on him instead.
Oh, really? Yeah, because Dana White fucking... He feels that they're not promoting him at all.
Yeah, I saw, like, the one press conference for it. Like, Stipe's sitting there, and Francis Ngannou's sitting there, and, like, they're not talking about how this... He's about to break the record for
right.
his title defense. They don't talk about that at all. Nobody's mentioning that. And yet, he's going on and on about how, like, this guy, he hits you with 96 horsepower worth of power.
Yeah.
And he said it's a... Getting hit by him is the same thing as getting hit by a Ford Escort going full speed. His force is more than getting hit with a 12-pound sledgehammer. And you see Stipe just kind of going like...
Yeah, who took said, that
yeah,
to the
yeah,
fucking
yeah.
face
yeah.
and then...
Yeah.
And won.
Yeah.
He was fired up afterwards. You know, I'm the
he
best
should
ever.
Be, man.
Best
he
ever.
Is the best
yeah,
ever.
The best
Joe
ever.
Rogan had a very praising Instagram post today about... Stipe, about like how he hopes that everybody appreciates how fucking great of a fucking
fighter he
yeah.
is. Absolutely. I mean,
well, Joe Rogan did feed into the Francis Ngannou.
He
honestly,
did on
like,
that pregame
you,
thing.
How could
you
not?
Can't.
Yeah,
not.
Like,
he's the next big thing. They would. That's like the UFC is fucking mad that Stipe
yeah,
won
yeah,
because
yeah,
they wanted
yeah.
fucking Ngannou to be their next
just
big
shows
star.
That it definitely ain't fixed.
Mm-hmm.
Well. No, you're right.
And Stipe fought that fight exactly how he should have. Like there was
ground and pound.
He could have probably ended it if he was a little more aggressive, but I think when he got caught with those punches, he's like, okay, there's no
yeah
like,
you don't
want to
get him back
this fight
yeah,
this way, so I might as well just do it this, you know, with the ground and pound and stuff like that. So that was awesome.
Yeah.
And it does suck that they didn't talk about this record that he's set. Like
that, yeah, absolutely.
Dude, everybody, like people, kind of are writing him off, and it makes no sense. People want to talk about Cain Velasquez. Nobody holds him in the same regards as Cain Velasquez. At least they didn't before this.
He
fight.
Beat Cain Velasquez, right?
He did not beat Cain Velasquez. He beat Junior Dos Santos.
That's
and
what
he
I'm
lost
saying.
To Junior Dos Santos the first time. And honestly, I watched that fight, and I think Stipe actually won that fight. That's just my personal opinion, but it seems like he won that fight. So So that was really his only real blemish. And he has fought a lot of, you know, the elite options at heavyweight. The heavyweight class is not one of the stronger classes, but still. Like, Francis Ngannou was supposed his rise is really increasing the, you know, contender pool right now.
And well, he's...
Stipe put him a fucking way. Yeah. He dominated him.
Yep.
Now, he's a tough motherfucker. If he can figure out his cardio, if he can... Honestly, I think it's just cardio. I think if his cardio would have held up, he would have just been able to... Like, Stipe probably couldn't have taken him down. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just off of sheer athleticism, I don't think that Stipe could have.
But it's so hard to have great cardio when you're that size. Mm-hmm. So he's going to have to sacrifice some of that muscle for better cardio. But is it going to make him...
Fake punt. Hold on. Fake punt alert. Oh, no.
Is it going to make him a... is he going to lose some power if he increases his, you know, that...
He's got some power.
He's got
to lose,
a lot of power.
Like,
I mean,
he's... With he's Brock Lesnar with better punching power and a worse wrestling pedigree, but like, you know, that same kind of, you know, this does not come around very often. Athleticism and size mixed together, and I mean, he was knocking motherfuckers out. Like, he is 31, so he's, you know, he's only got a couple years, but he started fighting 5 years ago, and his father was like a legend street fighter in Cameroon.
He's 21. He's not 31. Oh, I thought he was way younger than that.
He still has, like, obviously a couple good years left, because he also, like, until tonight, and he showed that he has a very tough chin.
Mm.
Yeah, he looks
He has a very tough chin.
Oh, he got fucking rocked, man. Yeah.
Several times. Stipe got some clean shots on him.
Mm. What? How old is Stipe? Like, 34?
35.
I don't know. I mean, they'll rematch probably, right?
I hope so.
Ngannou's got to really destroy his next opponent or two.
Yeah.
Because, like, you know, there's a shot that, depending on who you pair him with, he's been exposed.
Mm-hmm.
Unless he fixes that cardio.
Yeah. I mean, like, I don't know. I'd do one more fight if I were him and fucking get the fuck out. Why the fuck would you? Yeah, be the greatest of all time.
No, man. He's
going to lose eventually. Like, why fucking not go out on top? Nobody's ever done it three times, let alone four times.
I don't see, the heavyweight class is just different. I mean, you know, a lot of those guys just, they've always had durability issues and
steroid issues.
A lot of steroid issues in the top heavyweights, like, especially the guys that, like, he used to be with the top heavyweights were Pride. All of them were Pride.
It was Fedor's world, right?
You had, like, Fedor was the champion, but Mirko Krokop. And, you know, there's a lot of heavy hitters in the heavyweight class over there.
I go piss really fast, guys.
I believe Semi Schilt, who was like a K-1 champion. Overeem, when Overeem was like, they called him Uberim.
Yeah.
When he was like at his prime, he was a Pride fighter.
Yeah.
And that's all because they, like, in their contracts, in big bold letters, it said, we do not test for anabolic steroids. So it was more or less encouraged.
Yeah.
But, like, at that point in the UFC, like, the top guy was like, fucking Tim Sylvia, who did not look like, he looked like a cage fighter. He did not look like a mixed martial artist at all. He looked like a big fucking truck driver.
Yeah.
And Randy Couture ended up winning the championship at like 45 years old.
Yeah, I remember that. And then he was also...
Josh Barnett was
like
the top.
Couture was a like lighter heavyweight too. He was like 235.
220 even.
Yeah.
He was real small.
Because he would drop down and fight.
But so was Krokop and Fedor was only about 230.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, again, like, you saw Krokop come over. And I was really excited for that one, that Gabe Gonzaga fight. You remember that?
Yeah.
And, you know, it was just all about Krokop and those kicks, those head kicks. Mm-hmm. The right leg hospital, left leg cemetery is what they would say. And he came over and he got his head fucking kicked off by somebody else. It's so disappointing.
I remember when they finally got Fedor to fight in America, and like, that was a big deal. And they did that.
What do you want to cut? The
Elite
promotion.
XC is what it was.
Like those affliction fights?
Yeah, and it just ended up losing.
He ended up dominating for a little bit. Like the Andrei Arlovski fight, like he knocked him the fuck out. So it was like Fedor, still Fedor at that point, but then he got to Strikeforce.
Oh, yeah, that's what about Strikeforce.
He got to Strikeforce, and he got who was the first guy that beat him? Was it Fabricio Werdum?
Yes.
I think it was, yes.
He submitted him, and then Bigfoot Silva knocked him out, and then Dan Henderson knocked him out. And now he's like old, and yeah, it's just not the same. Krokop, though, was a guy who I loved because he was like the most interesting man in the world. He was like a Croatian. He was in their parliament. Like a member of parliament, he was also on this like elite, like Delta Force kind of strike team, this counter terrorist strike team, and he played professional soccer. He was just like all these fucking things, the most impressive person.
Yeah.
And then his fight career started slipping. Like he was like he nearly committed suicide. And... you remember Marius Pudzianowski?
Sounds familiar.
From the World's Strongest Man competition.
Oh, yeah. Up. That dude was insane.
Yeah. He, like, shredded that dude. And now you see the strong man. They're all, like, 6'8", 450.
Yeah. That dude was, like, what, 5'10"?
Yeah.
He wasn't a big guy.
Like, shorter than 6 feet and weighed, like, 310 pounds.
Yeah. It's because they raise him like the fucking evil dude in fucking Mad Max.
It's the third, like, flea flicker trick play type.
You gotta be fucking kidding me.
He did MMA.
God fucking damn it.
But then he also was in a pop band called the Pujin Band with his siblings.
Pujin Band.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Pujin style. He
wears makeup for his fruity shirts.
Europe's weird.
Europe is very weird.
So fucking weird.
Yeah. Did you ever see that Simpsons where, like, Mr. Burns steals those World War II paintings?
Oh, yeah, they get like that.
Yeah. Hey, fun boys, get the room.
Let's put it in the trunk.
Yeah, whatever.
To put the CD changer in the trunk. Just get Price's art put in there.
Yeah.
For those fucking CDs.
Oh, that's a good show.
It is a great show. All right, we got 9 minutes left. So what happened? We like got off on the topic. Did that play hold up? Did Jaguars got the ball and then they had to punt it?
Yes, okay. They got the ball and they punted it. Tom Brady has just completed two stupid first downs to keep this drive rolling. Patriots are trailing 10-20. It's a 2nd and 10 at Jacksonville's 26-yard line. First down. Brady to white guy,
Hogan,
white skill player. Shocking that it's in Boston.
Or Amendola.
Is Cooks their only black receiver? Like everybody else is white, right?
They got Kareem Allen.
Danny Amendola. He has a huge fucking contract too, like something ridiculous for playing 6 games per year. Oh no. Touchdown is. Patriots. 20-17. Fuck.
Close game.
Close game.
Oh
close
no. Close I'm game. About to get tight, boys. I'm about to get I fucking tight.
That's what we need.
I'm excited. Hold on, don't be.
It's fucked.
You too.
I'm the walrus.
I love those, have you seen those commercials for Gillette? They're like, we work in fucking Boston Harbor, blah, 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 fucking clam chowder. Fucking, I'm going to use an electric shaver for all. No.
You just get an off-brand. The best way to get the Kmart brand or like the Kmart, what the fuck?
Kmart.
Walmart brand or like a Target brand.
Yeah.
And they have good razors and they're basically the same thing as a Gillette. And they're half as much. Like, they're half, like, they're nothing.
I've made the mistake.
Drug Mart has good ones.
See, did you ever buy those disposable ones, but, like, the higher class disposable ones?
Yeah.
Like, those are, I just, like, constantly cut my face with those fucking
things. Yeah, that's why you gotta go with the ones that are, like, the 5-blade or 3-blade. Yeah.
There was an old SNL bit. It was, like, one of the commercials that they did, where it was, like, Gillette 26 or something like that. There's a Mach 26 and they're like, the first blade. Yeah. the 6-blade actually takes off the first layer of skin. the best, there's a whole like Netflix special about like all the SNL commercial parodies or whatever.
Oh yeah.
It's really funny. There's one with Will Ferrell where it's like, he comes down to breakfast like, "Morning, honey." And it's like, "Well, where are my Cheerios or whatever?" Something else. It's like, "No, try these new ones. Frosted Flakes. Now with ecstasy." Like, and then he's like going about, he's like a businessman, but like he's, you know, rolling his balls off with like a pacifier and stuff and like dancing in a diaper and business meetings. It's fucking great.
That's a good sketch. That's what they need to do more of, is they need that up that silliness factor, because as easy it is to like focus on Trump and shit and like, you know, they're gonna do that, you gotta have those silly ones to offset it. Like the
absolutely
what we were talking about earlier. We're back on SNL, you can tell.
Yeah.
We're all high and dumb right now because we're back on SNL.
What are we talking about on SNL? Full circle.
Your mic, you turned off your mic there, Chief.
I didn't do anything.
I turned it off.
Ah, I see. Really.
We were talking about razors and how
the Gillette.
You gotta get the good ones.
Yeah.
But you can get good ones that are like not name brand though. Like you just get like the Drug Mart or Walmart brand that's similar to like a Gillette, like Mach 5. And they're really good.
I use Harry's.
Harry's.
That's the orange one, right? Yeah. I think I have that one. Yeah.
I use that one. And honestly, I just do my neck every like 2 days.
Why don't you get like an electric razor?
Huh?
Why don't you get an electric razor?
Not to take off like the excess hair.
The neck
I have an electric razor that I trim down the beard once it gets too, like once my nose starts being tickled nonstop. That's my move to get like.
I think you would look good with like a big fucking like bushy beard.
Yeah, but that like that takes maintenance. Like if you do have a big bushy beard,
I used to have
presentable, you have to fucking buy beard oil.
I know, I had it. I fucking had a great beard for a while.
I don't remember your great beard.
I have pictures. Yeah, you do. Fucking, I had a fucking great beard.
Let me see it.
Look at this fucking beard.
Now,
struggling to picture it.
I mean, I had it for a while. Yeah.
But, like, yeah, a big ass beard. But I'll be shaving down bald soon. I don't want to be the bald guy with the giant beard.
Why? That's a good look. That's a good look.
Now show me your dick.
Oh. That's a good beard.
That's, like, a good beard. I was thinking of, like, an epic beard.
It's a regular beard, but it's bushy. And this one, like, before I cut it the first time. See, look at that fucking beard. That's a fucking healthy growth.
Oh, I want to load.
There it is. That's a healthy fucking growth.
That's a healthy growth.
Yeah.
And you're... like, that's, that beard's so solid, you could get randomly searched at the airport.
Italian jeans.
Yeah.
Goddamn Dago jeans he wears.
You get a tan.
Hey, look at the fucking sign, motherfucker. Watch how you step.
Which sign?
What about the doorway there? This place is mafia controlled. Watch how you step.
This is my grandma's house. Oh, this is big time. What's going on again? Did you see that fucking 6-second video that went viral a couple weeks ago? And it was like from an old cartoon. Yeah! It was like an old Goldilocks cartoon, but like the audio was, the three bears were Italian for some reason.
Oh, no.
And he comes in and he's like, "Oh, somebody a touch of my spaghetti!"
That's a big
growth. Yeah, Matt Patricia has a healthy beard there.
Let's see. I've let the beard get decently long before.
I fucking recently shaved my head bald, as you know, and I'm letting it grow back in, and I fucking look like a goofy fucking motherfucker, and I can't stand this in between stage, like I hate it.
It's pretty funny.
It's so bad.
To be honest, because right now you just look like a homeschooled kid that started his own business.
No, I know. Sheer told me. Sheer told me that I looked like I just quit the swim team.
Yeah.
That's a fucking good growth, man.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty good.
You should fucking grow it out, I'm telling you. The bald head and the fucking big beard is a good look.
I like the short beard. It's lower maintenance.
The bald head and the short beard. No! Go
over Jason Statham here for a little bit.
Yeah. Then you gotta fucking just do the stubble thing. Jason Statham.
This is like not a big
stubble. You gotta lose 30 more pounds for that.
Hey, I'm working.
You look great,
dude.
You look
great.
No,
you do. You fucking, you look very trim.
I've gotten so fat over the holidays, just not, like, I'm just, I gotta get back to it, but
I'm
so
down
fat right now.
About 30 pounds.
I fluctuate between, like, a 10-pound fucking.
I lost 30 pounds and I haven't exercised. I have not been exercising.
Really?
It's all diet.
It's all diet.
Diet's well, everything.
I just had so much going on, and I haven't even been in the gym, but I've stuck to the diet. The diet alone, 30 pounds down, and since October.
Oh, this is tight, boys. This is tight. Oh, they're gonna punt. There's 6:30 left in this fucking game, and they're down by 3.
Yes, yeah. You guys are about. This is. I know it's been kind of a slower podcast, but it's gonna build nicely to the end as Ryan gets to watch this game. Either slip away or make his wildest dreams come true.
I'm getting fucking tight, boys. I'm getting fucking tight. Look at the. I don't. We weren't recording earlier, but I. Jacksonville's jerseys are the worst in fucking the history of the NFL.
Absolutely.
As I said, they look like the XFL team at the beginning of the Arnold movie, The Sixth Day.
And just the helmets and like they're just. And the thing is, they could do, like, those are decent colors. Like, you could do cool shit with it. But
yeah,
they
but
just, it's
no,
just bad.
It's like a two-tone helmet. Only half of it is matte.
Yeah.
Is it having the yellow Persian on
it? It does look like the colors that a Persian owner would pick.
But he's one of the best owners in the league, though.
What's that?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Solid. It seems like he's a very solid human being.
Yeah, and he also, like, just comes down and chills on the sideline.
Yeah.
Like he thinks it's weird that a lot of the owners hang out up in the booth.
Keep that power dynamic.
That's true. The peasants. Get the peasants away. Oh, man, boys. I'm getting fucking tight. Still got to do that fucking show. We'll put this out tomorrow, so nobody, I can't even play it.
Can't even plug it.
But fuck it. I don't want to really do it.
But you know what show we should plug?
What?
Zachariah Durr. The 2nd and 3rd of February at the Roxino.
Headlining the Roxino.
Headlining the Roxino.
Is he?
It's going to be fucking ridiculous.
It will be. Those people will love him.
Yes, because it's going to be him and Adam, and they're basically doing like their sketch comedy show together.
Hopefully they're able to draw from the, you know, keep
the
talking.
Last call thing? Well, yeah, that too.
Yeah, they have that. So hopefully, I think they'll do all right.
I saw
him on the show and help him get it out there. But it's gonna be.
I think cracks out, and I get that it's a lot of regulars. But like, if it's them with the casino crowds,
yeah,
I want to see that.
I
want to
see it either way.
I want to go to all four shows.
Yeah, because it's gonna be both.
I watched their the Last Call, the Christmas one. It was fucking great. Man.
Oh, they're fucking hilarious.
Hilarious.
Oh yeah, I in no way am I saying that they are not hilarious.
No, I know.
Yeah.
I know exactly
no,
what you're saying.
Interesting
it's
to see
not the
people that don't get
best
it.
Best crowd.
Like,
they won't fucking.
Why
the word
weeks?
That is a very tough place to do comedy.
I've never been. Didn't Mary used to fucking book it?
Yeah.
Yeah, she was.
But then they only let her book about like four of us.
They, Chad, Fuckface used to do it. And then, like, I remember the...
Weaver.
Yeah.
That's right, Chad Weaver.
Fuckface.
You're a piece of...
Yeah.
You're a piece of
fuck you, Chad Weaver. He used to do it, and, like, the day that LeBron came back, like, he fucked off to go do whatever, and he had Steve host it, and Steve didn't know what to, Steve Murs.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
Didn't know what to, like, kind of expect, and, oh, come on, come on!
Jalen Ramsey.
All right. Oh, no!
It's happening.
Fuck.
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
It has begun.
That's no fucking way. That's pass interference. That's horse shit. That's fucking horse shit. No, where's the contact? He's
right
looking
there.
Back.
Right there.
Right there. Right there.
No!
Like,
when he's grabbing his neck, that's
right there.
Fuck! Fuck me! You gotta be fucking kidding me!
Still cool with Jalen Ramsey coming out?
Yeah. Oh, I thought it was way deeper than what it was. Alright. That sucks, but I thought they were in, like, at the 20.
It has begun.
And he's wide open. Oh, man. That was fucked up. Anyways, so Steve didn't know what to expect from that crowd, and Steve being Steve, and, like, I'm very good friends with Steve, so I have no problem saying Steve's a weird guy and fucking hilarious, but, like, not what that fucking crowd is expecting at all.
Steve's unbelievable.
He's so one of the funniest.
He's one of my absolute favorite ones that I've heard in Cleveland comedy.
We were just saying it yesterday at the fucking fight. That fucking bit that he has about Italian spaghetti arrows.
So fucking funny.
Yeah. Hey, Mar, I was working with the guy. I was working with this guy at my work, and I was like, hey, Mario, you're Italian? Nah, man, I'm black. He's like, oh, okay, you can see how I would have confused you for being an Italian. He's like, yeah, I feel you.
Ooh, jeez, Brady got popped. But, like, you know, amazing writer, but the kind of stage presence.
Not a host.
That you need to, not a host, but, like, you need to be a really, like, you gotta be different to fucking nail the Roxino. That it.
Well, last time, the only time.
Reed Bland.
Was with,
yeah!
With Polk, and we had Jimmy host one night, and then the other night was Tony Rizzo. And Jimmy actually did alright. And Tony Rizzo, just because he could go out there and it's like his crowd.
Right.
And yeah. Like he just. But it worked well.
It's like, hey, don't you love when you're backhanding your wife? Yeah!
You just kind of fuck off and like, get them, like, at least energized, and then I did all right. So. But Zachariah, being as strange as he is, there's going to be people there that are going to be so confused, and I want to be there for it.
Yes. Like, I did a bunch of shows in Club Velvet, and the one time I opened for Jimmy J.J. Walker...
Was it less than dynamite?
Apparently he said dynamite the night before when Cribbly was hosting.
How do you not say dynamite if you're Jimmy J.J. Walker? Nobody came to see you.
He went up there, and he starts off his winding down portion of the show with Comedy Central had a list of the 100 greatest comedians, or they just came out with a list of the 100 greatest comedians ever, and I was number 99. Rolling Stone came out with a list of the best 100 comedians of all time, and I was not on it. I can't remember his shitty punchline, but I looked that shit up, and he was not on either list.
No, why would he be?
Rolling Stone did not come out with a list in the first place, and the one from Comedy Central had come out about 9 years before that.
Yeah. Well, of course.
2 minutes before showtime, late show Saturday night, I look out into the crowd, and there's 25 people in a venue that holds about 350. And they are scattered throughout the seating because it's assigned seating. So it's 25 people just scattered in the front, the back, and random little, like, two at a time throughout this huge-ass room. It was, like, the most brutal show I've ever been a part of. And Jimmy Walker was awful. But, like,
you're crazy.
As a human being, you're just terrible. But, like, his last 5 minutes were, so he'd do that thing about the lists, and then he would pitch his merch for 5 straight minutes. And everything has dynamite written all over it.
Of course.
Everything is good time stuff, and he would not say dynamite.
Hold on, boys. This is an important play. 3rd and 10, 5 minutes left, Jags at their own 10. Blake Bortles has to come up with a play here. And he
does not.
Like, Bortles it. Fuck!
Come on, Bort.
God damn it! This is bad. This is bad. This is fucking bad. They're going to get the ball at, like, their own fucking 40. With plenty of fucking time. And I do not trust Blake Bortles to lead a game-winning drive.
Why are they giving Harrison credit for that? That other guy.
Fuck James Harrison.
He's a maniac.
He fucking killed Colt McCoy on live TV. It was great. Oh, no.
They got an amazing
kill
position.
No. Oh, no. Oh, why you gotta fucking do this to me? Why you gotta fucking do this to me?
Yeah.
If they kick, I'll take the field goal at this point. They're gonna get a field goal regardless. Look at where they're fucking on. Yeah, the field goal is the best case scenario in this fucking.
Well, they're in field goal range.
Oh no. Oh no. Oh no.
Three and out right here.
All three timeouts. Oh, fuck you, Bill Belichick. Come on, boys. Come on, boys. Jag rag. Jag rag. Oh no. Brady back. A screen that gets a first down. You gotta be fucking kidding me.
Tell the people what the jag rag is.
The jag rag is the Jacksonville Jaguars' response to the Pittsburgh Steelers' terrible towel, which is just a stupid pun or alliteration name of a colored towel that they swing around with the fans.
Towel.
So the Jags tried to do it, and this is true. They named it the jag rag until people pointed out that it sounded like a cum rag, obviously, yeah, like which rag. They should have fucking realized immediately.
Right.
And they didn't. And they had like a whole season of
this. They
like,
should call it the Jag Water Rag Water.
Of the Jag Rag. This is bad, boys.
Or just the Ragwar.
Yeah, the Ragwar.
This
yeah,
is bad. Know. This is bad right now. That was an amazing catch. No, this is. Like, I hate the pay. Beyond me losing money, I just hate the fucking Patriots every fucking year.
I do too. That's why I
always come in with amazing come from behind fucking like it's. Well, there Miles Jack did the smart thing and faked like he was hurt to stop the clock. Oh no, he's really hurt. Look at his foot turn like the whole opposite direction.
You can't even see him in that play.
No, it happened before. Watch. Watch his leg hit.
Miles Jack's not.
That's not Miles Jack.
You know, this is Miles Jack.
Oh, it isn't?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, then never mind. Then I don't know what happened. Then he's doing what I said so. He's faking hurt. Oh, no. That's not good. This is where I'm.
Miles Jack's being carried off the field.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It is 20-17, Jacksonville. Word. Second and two with 4 minutes and 4 seconds left.
4 minutes and 7 seconds. I thought you got new glasses.
What did I just say?
4 minutes and four, and that was 4 minutes and seven.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
It's all right.
Oh, boy.
Clearly.
Oh. Fuck. First
and goal from, like, the four.
This is so bad. I'm gonna fucking lose. Gotta hold.
You gotta believe in the board, man.
Marcel Darius is down.
You gotta believe in the board.
I don't.
Believe in the board. Oh, he did it. He's got a stitches on his hand. He's still able to take the snap. Good job, buddy.
Oh, this sucks. That's the thing. Like, the last, like, 4 minutes of a fucking football game take
like
about, like,
75 minutes.
Yes. At least an hour. This is fucked up, guys. Blake Bortles also, he's only like 26, right? And he looks about 43.
Bortbot 5000.
Bortbot.
Bortbot 5000.
Bortbot's immortal.
Bortbot can't be stacked. You don't have to worry about it, Ryan.
I wish you would change his name to Bortbot.
Bortbot. I am Bortbot.
Beep boop boop Bortbot.
Bortbot.
Beep boop Bortbot.
Bortbot.
Remember the robot in Rocky IV? It's so out of place. Oh.
And it's such a unnecessary thing. It's just a remote control car that's really big. That's
so
all it is.
Stallone walks out of the set.
Yeah.
Robot. I want more robots.
Well, they're making a robot. Creed 2 and he's going to fight Drago's son.
Mm-hmm.
They're making Creed 2 and he's supposed to fight Ivan Drago's son.
Oh.
Because
of
they
course.
Can't.
Because of course.
What else? wonder how that's gonna go.
I like Michael B. Jordan though.
That's the Creed was good.
Well, Tom is a factor here on the clock right now as Tom Brady takes the snap, hands off to Deion Lewis, stopped right at the line of scrimmage for a short gain.
Oh my God!
Good Lord! My Lord! With no regard for mankind! JR! It's JR here! Oh my God! Jerry the King Lawler! Oh no! And if... Oh no. Play action. Nope! Out of bounds! No! Ah, fuck you! No way!
They had a good angle. Let me see this.
I'm guessing.
Touchdown Patriots is the call right now. Fuck you! Oh, I hate fucking! Nope.
Look,
one.
Very, very in.
Two. Ah! Fuck! Fucker! Fuck Danny Amendola! Fuck! It's alright. Blake Bortles is totally gonna fucking win a game winning drive. God damn it!
Bort bop.
Fuck you! You.
.248. It's plenty of time. They got all the timeouts. He's the best quarterback in the league.
The line was, 4.5, too. So they covered, technically, but I didn't take them to cover. I took them to win outright. Oh, fuck.
Can you just change it?
Nope. I wish.
That'd be nice.
I'll take the opposite. Back. See what I want? I'll take the opposite.
Just give me whatever's going to get me money back. I want money.
I love how you don't add your bets. You double down. You want the Patriots to lose, so you bet against them. Yeah. It's going to be double sweet or double shitty.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I figured we would watch it anyways. Fuck. That sucks. I'm tight, guys. I'm tight.
I'm a little nervous. Look at Mortbot 5000. Cool as a cucumber.
Cool as the steel he's made of.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
like this happened. This fucking happened to me two. Like I took fucking Atlanta a couple weeks ago too, and I came down to the last fucking play. Fucking New Orleans came down to the last fucking play.
Man, that was so incredible.
That was amazing. I was at Hilarities for that, and I was, the only other people besides me, the cops, and Nick was three New Orleans fans sitting at the bar.
I was fucking funny. A New Orleans fan the whole time.
I love Minnesota.
I was dejected. It was 4th and 10. I couldn't even fucking watch it. And Drew Brees completed the fucking pass to get in the field goal. And I was elated. Only to... Fuck! See, this is why I fucking hate them. Come on, Blake Bortles! There you go. Completion. Blake Bortles. 2nd and 2. On their own 38.
5,000.
Not 38. They're way shallower than that. They got 3 timeouts. And a 2-minute warning.
Another 38.
Yeah.
So you have to get
the... Alright, come on, Blake Bortles.
Or I guess there's a
33.
Yeah! Bort bot. And put him out of bounds. Stops the clock. Bort bot. Actually, that's not good.
Yeah, that's
not
good. You want this drive to be...
Now I'm back to rooting for Jacksonville. I'll flop back. I want them to win. I just want Ryan.
Yeah, we got what we want.
Yeah, we're at it. Yeah.
Field goal that goes.
Run the ball. Nice. Run the ball. You don't have to throw it right here. Run the fucking ball.
Oh. That's broken up by flowers.
That was a good throw, actually.
Well, yeah. Maybe not. I mean, I didn't see it.
He placed it only where he could have gotten it, but he just would have stepped in front of him.
He should have dove for it. Would have made a diving catch.
Blake Bortles.
Duke Johnson would have caught that.
Blake Bortles is fucking... has... ball, motherfucker. I got nothing. I want you to win, buddy. Come on. Come on. Hike the ball. Second and 10.
Does this change?
Blake Bortles. Oh, no. He takes a sack.
Fuck!
Oh, no.
Okay.
All right. Oh, no. And it's a 2-minute. Oh, no. Oh!
Blake Bortles takes a sack, loses the fumble, which fell about another, what, 2 yards behind him?
Yeah.
3 yards.
Yeah.
Covered by his offensive lineman. Third and long.
See,
I just don't want another Super Bowl with the fucking Patriots.
Yeah, against... like
it will be a glorious day when Belichick leaves and Brady retires. It will be so much fun to watch them fucking bottom feed for a while.
Please. Please. Dude. My whole fucking adult life, the fucking Patriots have been good.
Sure, aren't they?
Probably. You alright? Only choking?
No.
Wrong pipe, hands up.
We used to have this, I used to work at the rec center in Medina, and I worked at the concession stand, and they had, like, a choking fucking thing there. But they had a guy that was, like, clearly, like, pictures of what to do to the Heimlich maneuver. But they had a guy that was clearly not choking, that they, like, colored blue. It was, like, a real picture.
Oh,
man.
That's the guy from the movie How High. They do this, like,
who?
Asking him questions from the crowd. He's Ivory from How High.
Oh,
the
really?
Mark of Buddha.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The skid Mark of Buddha. Me and my buddy.
That was just on the other day.
You know the handshake that Method Man and I Need Money have?
Yeah, yeah.
Me and my buddy can still do the whole thing. We practice it in this basement.
That's what I call Sarah the Red Man to Pizza Money, because she's the fucking, she's an honorary member.
I'm going to go see that, too. I'll see Jason Bateman comedy. And,
I like Jason Bateman.
I do, too.
I like Jason Bateman a bunch.
Ozark, you guys watch that?
Yeah, it's good.
No,
great.
I have not.
Good show.
What's that Ben Affleck? Is it Ben Affleck? George Clooney.
White Ben Affleck.
That's an underrated movie.
I think it's one of the funniest fucking movies I've ever seen.
What movie?
Role Models.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's great. We've talked about Role Models on this show before.
Solid, solid movie. We were talking about underrated comedies earlier. Reno 911.
Absolutely. It's a great fucking movie.
That was one of
great
the
great show.
Last night, actually.
Oh, was that last night?
Yes, it was.
Yeah, that was last night.
Days blur together for me.
So fucking funny, that movie. Wet Hot American Summer, that one got pretty popular. It's really funny.
It's incredible. I love that movie. The series is really funny, too.
MacGruber.
MacGruber.
All right. Third and 19. Third and 19. Fuck me. God damn it.
All right.
This fucking sucks. Come on, Blake.
It's not
Come on, Blake.
Not even close. All right.
So it's
fourth
third,
and 17.
Fourth, yes.
All right, they got to punt it here, use their timeouts. You don't want to give them that kind of field position?
Even if they kick the field, yeah, because even if they kick the field goal, it's still a touchdown. If they stop them and go 3 and out, they can use their timeouts and still have one more shot.
But are they going to stop them?
I mean, like, it's not as dumb as a decision as last week with Mike Tomlin.
Right. We'll see. This is, I think, the game right here.
Well, theoretically. Come on, motherfucker.
Oh, 4th and 14, holy shit. There it is. Good throw. Oh, beautifully defended. Can't get a better defense than that. Good for these Boston fans for actually being, like, excited. I feel like Cleveland fans are so fucking complacent.
For the Cavs?
For the Cavs, yeah.
For the Cavs, yeah.
I can't believe and that honestly, fucking just
I
happened.
Got so fucking mad at the Indians yeah. fans.
That was man, a that ridiculous was a great play. Fucking play.
The Saints need to sign that dude right now. That was a great fucking play. Bortles should just ran for it.
They have three timeouts. They can make them go three and out here.
Just gotta, I mean, they'll probably play pretty conservatively. Belichick's not a, yeah, there you go. All right.
Timeout.
I guess that wasn't game over, but it's definitely.
It's pretty much game over.
Game, ouch. Unless they have a Minnesota moment.
You never know.
You need that Minnesota moment to make this happen.
Though. I mean, God owes me.
No. God has cashed out on you once you married. you married out of your pay grade, and you are done.
That's true. Come on, let's go. Fuck Tom Brady. I fucking hate him so much.
I think your cat's trying to get in.
Wait, somebody's here.
Go. Or a member of Pizza Money.
Okay.
Walter!
I win.
Walter, we were just talking about you and saying about the hepatitis C.
Stop trying to give me the lesson. Fucking Josh.
You gotta pull it forward a little bit. There you go, yeah.
Alright.
This is, Ryan's gonna lose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I would have just taken the line, they were 4.5-point dogs and they would have fucking just.
Who's got the ball?
Patriots.
3rd and 9.
They're gonna have to punt here. I mean, unless they get this, but. Jacksonville just missed a 4th and 14.
With a phenomenal play.
Yeah. It was impressive. And don't let him get it.
No!
That's it.
Fuck! Fuck you, you fucking baloney tits.
Alright, into the mic. Do you work about that one, or you just have her hat?
Around the hat.
That's
a prop.
That's a fucking. That's fanboy right there.
Fuck him! Fuck!
Hey.
Fuck the fucking Patriots! Fuck the fucking Patriots! Fuck them with a fucking corkscrew! I fucking hate them!
Right, well,
we're fucking done fucking podcasting! I'm fucking done. Fuck this fucking noise. Fuck this fucking game.
Bort bop, beep
boop. Beep
boop, bort bop.
You fucking lost. You fucking losers. Fuck you. You're fucking matte fucking two-tone helmets.
Hey, guess who won?
Patriots?
Yeah. Good guess.
Wait, I have still have time to put money on the other game
from,
though.
Like across the street, that was incredible. All
right, we're fucking done here.
All right, go Browns.
Go Browns.
It was so worth it just for the end of it.